Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Sunday, June 26th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Missile strikes were reported across Ukraine yesterday as the war enters its fifth month. Four people were reportedly wounded after Russian missiles hit a large Ukrainian military base near the Polish border early Saturday morning. According to regional governor Maxim Kozitsky, Russia fired six missiles from the Black Sea, with four hitting the base near Yavoriv district and two being intercepted and destroyed before hitting their targets. At least one Ukrainian serviceman was killed and another injured when Russia struck a military target in the Zhytomyr region in northern Ukraine. Some 30 missiles were launched at the facility, according to regional governor Vitaly Bunechko, with 10 missiles being intercepted and destroyed. In the Chernihiv region, also in the north, Governor Vyacheslav Chaus said the town of Desna had also come under massive rocket strikes. Chaus added that the attack on Saturday morning caused infrastructure damage, but no casualties. Authorities are urging residents and tourists in Poland to be cautious when swimming and enjoying other water sports in response to a spike in drowning rates. On Saturday, a 15-year-old from Starogardzki Powiat drowned in a lake near Wielki Borczechowski near Zblewo after jumping into the water with his friends. A total of 115 people have drowned in Poland since the beginning of April, according to authorities. Officials say alcohol is among the main causes of swimmers drowning in Poland, and deaths often occur in bathing areas not patrolled by lifeguards. The Bureau of Marine Meteorological Forecasts in Gdynia has issued a second-level warning for high temperatures across the Pomeranian Voivodeship. The warning is valid from Saturday at noon to Tuesday until 8 p.m. Residents are advised to limit exposure to full sun by staying indoors if possible, drinking plenty of water, and using sunscreen or wearing a hat when outdoors. Due to the heat, alcohol and physical exertion should be avoided outdoors, and children and pets should not be left in vehicles, even for short periods of time. And the band Bitte will be broadcast live from Radio Gdansk tonight as part of the recurring Metropolia Jest OK series in conjunction with the Baltic Sea Cultural Center. Drawing on the influences of lo-fi, trip-hop, and art-pop, the group combines samples from old recordings with modern vocal melodies to create a sound that is both timeless and modern. Tickets for the concert are available by listening to Radio Gdansk live all day today. The concert starts at 8 p.m. tonight and will be broadcast live on air, as well as on the website and Facebook profiles of Radio Gdansk and the Nadbałtyckie Centrum Kultury.
The weather.
Today will be mostly sunny and hot with no chance of rain and a light breeze coming in from the southeast. Temperatures will peak around a high of 29 degrees centigrade or 85 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 18 degrees centigrade or 65 degrees Fahrenheit. Similar hot weather is expected again tomorrow, with a chance for some clouds and cooler temps on Tuesday. This has been the Radio Gdansk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.